Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm sorry, I promise you. I'm sorry, I'm coming home. Don't worry, happy birthday.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The bluegrass group Yonder Mountain String Band are at their best playing outdoors, especially a big outdoor venue like Red Rocks in their native Colorado. Wind blowing through their hair, the vast spaces of the open west behind them, feeding off the energy of a big festival crowd. So we brought them into downtown Manhattan and stuck them in a studio. Hey, it's worked before. Our Soundcheck listeners loved them when they were on the show last year, so we've invited them back. Here is Yonder Mountain String Band once again live on Soundcheck with a song called Lay It on the Line.
Is how I see. Far, far away and out of sight is how I feel you. Through the dark times, days of fading wonder. As I reach for you, I keep pulling myself under. Petty ways keep a man at bay, besides where you. You won't get far, this I promise you. See the signs, the skylines. Oh Lord, I cannot tell what real may be. It remains, you do know me well. Know me well. Thank you. of sight is how I see. Far, far away and out of sight is where I need you to be for me.
That is Yonder Mountain String Band, live in our Soundcheck studio. The Colorado band making a return appearance here in New York with a new song called Lay It on the Line. Yonder Mountain String Band is Jeff Austin on mandolin. Jeff also sang that song. Ben Kaufman on the bass, Adam Agila on guitar, and Dave Johnston playing the banjo. Guys, it's good to have you back here in our Soundcheck
Thanks
studio.
Thanks for having us back.
Yeah, man.
Jeff, you sang that. Did you write that
I
song?
I did, yes. I did on both counts.
And when you brought it to the band, did anybody say, that set of chords sounds just like Pinball Wizard?
Oh, now you ruined it. No, you know, we... I think one of the cardinal rules of any band is if somebody brings in a song and it somehow might sound like something else, say a Pinball Wizard,
right?
Just don't say anything. Because if you say something, for the eternity of when you play that song, you'll sit there and go, oh, it sounds like Louie Louie. It totally sounds like Louie Louie. It's totally Louie Louie. It's Louie Louie. It's Paperback Writer.
It's only Pinball Wizard for literally two chords started singing.
My prior music career, you know, anyway, we won't talk about that.
Okay. I did expect to hear the opening line as, ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball, but it was a different opening line, and that's fine. So the band is back here in our studio. I mean, I was sort of having some fun in the introduction. You guys are from Colorado. You are used to the great wide open spaces of the American West. You do the festival circuit. How is it for you guys to come into a little studio, whether it's ours or to make this new EP that you've done?
It's all, you know, I like it. It's just it's a different landscape to kind of hang out in. You know, it brings different things out of you when you hear things in different ways. Standing in front of a ton of people at a festival is one thing, or standing in front of a bunch of cameras in a studio, you know, and if you have the strange ability to embrace both of those things, and you might want to think of a career in music, this might be for you. So, you know, I enjoy it. I think it can bring different levels of creativity out of one's brain. Mm-hmm. You know,
well, the particular studio that you recorded this EP in was that was Electrical Audio in Chicago,
yep.
Right?
That's
Steve Albini's studio.
Yeah, it was really vibey. It was great to be in there.
Was he there?
No. So but the energy was there. He may have been there.
He hates bluegrass. No, I don't know.
He hates bluegrass.
I don't know. I would imagine.
All right. So this EP is part. The plan is to do what? Four of these?
It's, you know, there's a plan. There's an idea. You know, it all comes from one thing. But you know, just trying to find a different way to kind of get material into people's hands, mm-hmm. and have it be mm-hmm. something that's exciting, you know?
So each of these EPs is planned to have four pieces, one by each of you.
It seems it might be headed that direction, yes.
Okay. That's very democratic of you all.
Well, you know.
Is that
democratic.
Now? Was it always thus?
Always.
Yeah, okay. In terms of, you know, I mean, these days there are still some bands who are holdouts who insist, Arcade Fire being a good example, a band that thinks in terms of LPs, you know, long playing, you know, listen to the album as an entity. But a lot of other bands have gone more of the singles route. EPs are somewhere betwixt and between. I mean, are there, like, examples of really great EPs that you guys have heard?
I don't know if it's an EP, but the new Sunvolt Honky Tonk album is not what I would call a long playing album, but you know, it's not really short either, so it's kind of in between. I can't stop playing it. I think I'm driving everyone at my house crazy.
All right, that's Dave Johnston, the banjo player, who I will call Dave Johnston at some point before this session is over. I think I did that last time you guys were here too. Yonder Mountain String Band here playing some of the new songs that they have not yet recorded, and you'll do one from the EP in a little while too, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
They're playing tonight and tomorrow here in New York at Brooklyn Bowl. and playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio. The EP, Jeff, is called YMSB EP 13. Really? Really?
It's been a long year. Look, it's been a long year. You know, it kind of says it like it is.
Yeah,
we're trying to make music at this point that just tells it like it is,
So that means that next year's YMSB EP 14.
You would think that, wouldn't you? You'd jump right there, wouldn't you?
I would.
Untrue.
And then I would wonder, what will you do 3 months, 4 months later when it's still 14 and you have another EP?
Well, we might give it a Fiona Apple-like title that'll be 97 words long.
Okay.
The cat and the kitten struggle over their milk while the cow is the one who goes over the milk.
Can't you just call it EP13C or EP13F?
I kind of like what Jeff just did, though. You see, that was very clever use of
radio.
Of the microphone
Thank
to
you.
Be backing away as he sort of ran out of recognizable English syllables
He's
to
good.
Use.
That's what I did that yesterday. That's how I prepped for this. 12 hours in a hotel room.
Who wrote New Deal Train?
That would be me, sir.
And that would be Dave. No, that would be Ben playing his now 5-string bass.
Hey there.
One better than last year's model.
Indeed.
Is that a lower string or a higher string?
I have a high C on this one.
So you get up into like cello territory.
Yeah, I don't stray too far up because these fellas here they have that register. That real estate's theirs.
Okay.
But every now and then.
All right. So New Deal Train is the name of this one. This is another new song, right? Not yet recorded? Let's hear Yonder Mountain String Band. They are playing tonight and tomorrow at Brooklyn Bowl here in New York, playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio.
One, two, three. Got on the New Deal train. Supposed to take us to a world where there wasn't any pain. There was room for more on board, but the doors closed. People on the platform. There's just one train running on these tracks. Once it's gone, brother, it ain't coming back. But it's first class all the way. Of course, you ain't complaining about that. As you got on the train to take you to the promised land, promised to us but not to them. Be happy that your name was found on the list they carry round. And so I asked him how I got on board. Said it's a favor to your granddad, made us a killing in the last war. I stand over by the door and think about how lucky you are. You're lucky, son.
Lucky, son.
You're lucky, son. As you got on the train, take you to the promised land. Promise to us, but not to them. Not to them. Be happy that your name was found on the list they carry round and around and around and around and around. Sitting
basement, listening to Neil Young. Mother Nature on the run, should have counted on people always wanting more, just to set them apart from the folks next door. Still they got on the train and taken to the promised land. Promised to us, but not to them. No, not to them. Be happy that your name was found on the list they carry around. Got on the New Deal train, supposed to take us to a world where there wasn't any pain. Said everybody could come along. Well, it turns out they were wrong.
Once again, Yonder Mountain String Band, live on Soundcheck, and a new song called New Deal Train. Jeff Austin on mandolin, Ben Kaufman wrote that one, sang it, played the bass, Adam Agela on guitar, doing some backing vocals there, and Dave Johnston playing the banjo. Yonder Mountain String Band is here in our New York studio. They're playing tonight and tomorrow at Brooklyn Bowl. Their EP, called YMSB, EP 13, is out now, and on it you will find a version of this next song. All the Time is the name of it. Once again, here is YMSB, Yonder Mountain String Band, live on Soundcheck.
Misty frame, barely see a path to follow. Not that I know where to go, not that I am running away. I just know that I can't stay. True to every word, freedom's like a dream. Wake me if I cry out loud. Hold on to me one more day. Faded feeling drifts away. No more time I fear. All the time unclear. Point of who's to blame. Nothing new, it's all the same. No more time I fear. All the time unclear. From songs, see no more. No one calls, overdone, free from harm, forgiven. Thank you. unspoken. Tear out one more page, learning from yesterday. I just need to find a way. Well, daylight drifts away, barely see a road to follow. Not that I know where to go, not that I am running away. I just know that I can't stay. No more time, I fear. All the time unclear. No more time, I fear. All the time unclear.
Nicely done. Yonder Mountain String Band, live on Soundcheck with their song All the Time, which you will find on their breathtakingly titled EP called YMSB EP 13. I love it. I love it. So, Adam, you sang that one. Does that mean you wrote it?
It does.
So is that usually the tell, whoever is singing it?
Actually, it is in most cases. There is one instance where Ben has kind of written this story that is a number of songs. And there is different characters in it, one of which I play a character, so I'm singing a song that he wrote. There's also another one that Jeff's that we don't play very often that Jeff sings that Ben wrote as well.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, that I would say in general, if the person's singing it, then that probably the person who came up with at least the lyrical ideas, if not the whole song.
All right, Jeff, is that a Guster shirt that you're wearing? I can only see the GUS.
No.
No. Okay.
It is a Gus's Fried Chicken, Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
If you haven't eaten at Gus's, you haven't had fried chicken. Try their Mendenhall location. More seating available now. Not that I'm sponsored by them, but I'm totally sponsored by them.
The reason I thought of Guster is, I mean, you guys have been on the jam band circuit with bands like them and OAR and String Cheese Incident and stuff. And that seems to be, at a time where there's much wringing of hands and gnashing of teeth in the music industry, that part of the industry seems to really be kind of chugging along. How is it for you guys? You allow taping and all that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
That's totally the... it is this scene that we find ourselves in. It is happening right now. I know, and part of this EP discussion too is a sort of a reaction to what is going on. And I think what you're talking about for a band like us, an independent band financing ourselves, buying big name producers, isn't necessarily the best use of money. I got to be honest with you.
Right.
And at the same time, it is vital to have content delivered to people's hands. That's what they want. And you can see it happening all over the place now. Mm-hmm. Content, 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 and get it to them.
So two questions. First, what restaurant are you sponsored by, Ben?
there's a nice restaurant in the town that I live in that I don't I just eat burgers.
but the other follow-up question is, has digital media sort of changed the landscape for you guys the way it has for, say, indie rock bands?
You know, what's the thing? Since the first gig we ever did, and partly because of who we were listening to and what those bands encouraged, we encouraged tape trading. Record our shows, give them to people. And what happens then is you go to St. Louis for the first time and there's 20 people there and they've heard of you, as opposed to nobody being there.
Mm-hmm.
Because they got your CD or whatever. Well, the side effect of that is people get very used to just trading music around. So when you release something, they're going to burn it. They are going to distribute it. We've never made our money from record sales. I doubt we will ever make our money from record sales. We make it from you coming to see the show. And that's where we shine,
mm-hmm.
you know, in my opinion. You got to see us live to get what we're about.
It is fun to watch the interplay of the four of you and the trading the solos and all that. Now, Dave, we didn't get to hear you sing today, but you do... sing.
I do.
All right. That sounded like a question.
I do.
So
each of you has a song on the new EP, and as we were saying before, that's sort of the plan going forward, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Uh-huh. All right. So despite what Ben just said about, you know, you sort of, you go into this process with your eyes open, you know this is not where your bread and butter lies, but it's like a business card almost, right?
I mean, that's an interesting way to look at it. I think of it as just another way to play together with the guys and another way to, you know, it's another way to write too, and to, you know, kind of comment to what you want to say, and it's really enjoyable, man. It's a great facet of the music business. You know, touring is great, and it kind of wears you down into a little nub after a while.
Yeah.
But, you know, like actually going into the studio to record the EP, I thought it was actually ended up being kind of like a creative watering can kind of thing. You know, where it felt like we had watered the garden, so to speak.
Well, the results are there for all to hear and share, apparently. YMSB EP 13 is out now. Two of the songs that you guys have played for us are not yet recorded. That look for that next year, maybe, on another EP?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's probably the thing. We have a backlog of material that we've written. I don't even know. I couldn't even guess how many songs we have that we've written that are unrecorded, but more than probably have been recorded. So you see why we've got to get back into the studio, but how to do it.
Right. Well, and again, the best way to experience Yonder Mountain String Band, live, because there's all these songs. You don't have to worry about what's recorded or what's not. They are playing tonight and tomorrow at Brooklyn Bowl here in New York. Yonder Mountain String Band, Jeff, Ben, Adam, Dave, guys, it's been a while since you were last here. Good to have you back. Thanks so much for playing for
us. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
This is Soundcheck.
You know, I had the same exact movements when I was a child. I was absorbing all the cracks, the wobbles, the wonders, and the wild. Sing my song right out loud, and I'd make up every word. Couldn't get that old time number from running through my head, though. Hell, honey, when you come back round, you better say your prayers, better kiss the ground. I'm a rag doll peeping in you in the shade. Hell, honey, when you come back round, you better say your prayers, you better kiss the ground. Yeah, Jenny, I'm a leaving on the first thing smoking.